This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Have you ever noticed how the left has become the bullies of society now? The cultural left, they've become the bullies. They attack and assault the character of everyone that they hate, like Sarah Palin. Look how they've gone after Sarah Palin for years, just slandering her and demeaning her and teasing her and making her the butt of all their late night jokes. And then the minute Trump tweets something about Mika Brzezinski, the left goes crazy, totally nuts. Oh, how dare you attack a woman, they say. Well, wait a minute. I thought this was supposed to be a society based in equality. I thought it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. We should judge you based on the content of your character and the value of your ideas. And if we do that, Mika Brzezinski looks like a fool because she has horrible ideas and horrible character. But that's my point is, it's just another example of the contradiction, how the left has become a bunch of bullies and bigots. And they hate America. Look how many leftists were triggered by the American flag at the recent July 4th holiday celebration, Independence Day in America, independence from tyranny under British rule. And of course, the left loves tyranny, so they hate Independence Day, and they hate the American flag. They literally hate the flag of their own nation. They hate patriotic songs. They hate the founding fathers. This is not hyperbole. These are statements of fact about the position of the cultural left today. They hate their country. They hate the Trump presidency. They hate the voters. They hate the Electoral College. They hate, well, I already mentioned the founding fathers. They hate everything about America. They hate free markets. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate people who live in the country. Anybody who doesn't live in a city, who's not some kind of weird, warped, crazy-looking metrosexual something or other, they hate them. They hate people who talk with a southern accent. They hate people who are white. They literally hate white people, and they think white people should be eliminated through some kind of mass genocide, I guess, initiated by liberal college professors or something. It's so bizarre. This is the new left in America today, full of hatred and spite and deception. All they can do is lie, lie, lie. That's what CNN has become, fake news 24/7. They fabricate anything. They just fabricate fake news and they push it out there as if it were real. So does the Washington Post. So does the New York Times. It's all fake news. And they know it's fake. And yet they're pushing it out there anyway because they are trying to indoctrinate people with fake news to whip up more hatred against America and hatred against Trump and hatred against whites and hatred against the Constitution, hatred against individualism, hatred against non-conformity. You see, the left is all about conformity. They demand that you conform to their way of thinking, to their false ideas and false narratives. And if you don't conform, well, then you are considered a bully, because to the left, a bully is anyone who disagrees with them. Understand this point very carefully. The left thinks that it can bully anybody it wants. They can bully and attack Donald Trump. They can attack Rush Limbaugh. They can attack Sean Hannity. They can attack anybody and use the worst slanderous lies, deceptions, fake information, fake news. They feel like that's their right, that they can tease Sarah Palin, even though she's a woman, and they say, oh, you can't make fun of a woman, but they make fun of women all the time, including Sarah Palin. But then when the minute you attack the left back or just stand up for yourself, the minute you disagree with the left, all of a sudden, you are a bully. Oh my God, you are a bully. You disagree with the left's position that young men in high school should be able to compete on the women's track team because they decide that they're a girl all of a sudden? Wow, they're winning all the gold medals. But if you mention that, well, you're a bigot. If you mention that, you're intolerant because the left demands conformity with all their weird crap, all the, just totally weird, unreal, like this whole gender thing. You've got men winning gold medals on biking teams because they're competing on the women's team. You've got men beating women up in the ring in mixed martial arts because they say they're women. You've got women transitioning to become men on the high school wrestling team, and so they're being given all these male hormones, testosterone or steroids or whatever they're all given, all these chemicals, and they're muscling up, and they look like men, and they're beating up women on the wrestling team, and the left celebrates it. Oh, celebrate diversity! No, you morons! You got men beating up women in the ring! I'm talking about like the MMA, you have hormone injected women competing against non-hormone injected women. That's a violation of basic sporting rules. And yet the left thinks that's totally fine. They are so insane. They've become so delusional and so intolerant that, you know, they are the new bullies. I mean, look at CNN, what they did recently. They blackmailed this activist, the young guy who created this Donald Trump beating up a CNN logo video. It was just a rework of an old video of Donald Trump playing a little bit, a satire bit in the World Wrestling Federation or whatever it's called, WWE, I don't know, the fake wrestling, you know? It's all theater. And Trump did a little bit on there a few years ago. So some kid took that and put the CNN logo on the face of the person that Donald Trump was fake pummeling on the floor with a little bit of ground a pound, and the left goes insane. So CNN does some investigative research and finds out the identity of this person who made that video. It was a Reddit user, and their username on Reddit is Han Asshole Solo. That's actually his username, Han Asshole Solo. So CNN tells the guy that since you apologized for posting that video, we're not going to reveal your identity. But if you do something like this again, we're going to reveal your identity. We're going to dox you. We're going to bring down hatred upon your family and your home. That's CNN. CNN's blackmailing this guy. Like, if you don't conform to our definition of what is acceptable speech, then we're going to unleash total hell upon you. That's what CNN did. And CNN thinks that's totally okay because they, again, they are bullies. They are the intolerant bullies. They're journo terrorists. I've said this before. I actually coined the term journo terrorism back in November of last year, 2016. And I specifically mentioned that CNN is engaged in journo terrorism. They're using terrorism tactics. Now they're using mafia tactics. Freaking blackmail. This is what CNN does now. They threaten you. They blackmail you. They exploit their power, this massive dominant global news power, to threaten you into compliance or silence. And if you criticize CNN, then you're going to be put in harm's way deliberately by CNN's own editorial what do you call it? Like weaponized journalism, really, is what it is. CNN does this deliberately, maliciously. That's the kind of people these are. And then they claim they're the victims because Trump tweets out a fake parody video, a hilarious little wrestling video. CNN, their reporters freak out on the air and say, oh, Trump's going to get us all shot. Really? you're insane. You know, there is shooting going on, and it's your insane leftists. You're CNN watching left-wing nut jobs who are opening fire on conservative congressmen on the baseball field. What was that, in Virginia? Alexandria or somewhere? That's the only shooting that's really going on right now. It's insane, violent left-wingers who are doing the shooting. And because they are egged on by CNN, they are motivated by watching MSNBC. They are indoctrinated with hatred and intolerance through the New York Times and the Washington Post, all of whom, all those I just mentioned, are deliberately publishing fabricated news to whip up hatred, to whip up intolerance, to generate violence against Donald Trump and Republicans and Donald Trump supporters. This is what they do. They do it deliberately. They do it maliciously. It is an act of journo-terrorism, as I have described before. They are trying to cause hatred and violence in America. They are trying to get the left so angry and so whipped up that they will launch some kind of an attempted coup or civil war or something like that. They think they can pull off a left-wing French revolution right here in America. Well, I got news for you, folks. At the time of the French Revolution, the citizens did not have a Second Amendment. And as a result, they could not defend themselves against the insane, radical, violent left. But today in America, we do have a Second Amendment, and we do have over, 100 million firearms across the country, mostly in the hands of patriots, former military or active duty police officers, National Guard troops, and just regular Joe patriots, not just Joe, but Jane as well. A lot of women carrying guns now because the left has become so dangerous. The left is pushing so much violence. The left has become bullies. You got to defend yourself against their violent assaults, their mad shootings, their raging lunatic hatred, like the kind they've directed against pizza parlors and bakeries who refuse to bake cakes for lesbian couples or gay couples or what have you, because you have no tolerance. You are the bigots. You are the bullies. You are the ones pushing violence. And until you figure that out, until you realize just how despicable you have become in this society where you demanded tolerance and you demanded diversity, but now all you do is demand conformity and you push violent rhetoric and narratives against your political enemies. Until you realize that, you have no right to participate in any democracy. You have forfeited your right to participate in any election because you have refused to accept the outcome of the election of Donald Trump, by the way. You are not qualified to participate in a free society. So shut your mouth. Learn how to act in a civilized manner. Stop your hatred. Stop your bigotry. And realize that you have been fed line after line of complete BS from the left-wing media, the CNNs, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and so on. They've been lying to you. And if you believe anything they've reported over the last year, you are a sucker and a fool. You have swallowed absolute lies, and it has turned you into a hate-filled, intolerant bigot. And we, the people, have had enough of you. If you're going to participate in this society, it's time for you to start becoming a little more tolerant, a little more open-minded, and a little more civilized. And if you can do that, we can get along just fine, even if we don't politically agree. If you can't do that, then you're going to find out real quick that this is not your country anymore. And you should leave. You should get out because you're not welcome in America. America is for real patriots. Patriots like Donald Trump, believe it or not. Well, thank you for listening. I'm a patriot as well. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can find more podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.